you feel like you're stuck or find yourself attracting the same type of relationships and negative experiences, or just not manifesting what you want in life, welcome to Heal Your Story. I'm your host, Heidi Dallaire. Here we discuss all things life, love, relationships, the relationship with yourself, and the stories we tell about ourselves and others. I help people get out of their busy heads and get back in touch with their heart space to learn self-love and help heal their story. I'm a heart space and relational coach, a holistic health practitioner, and author at HeidiDallaire.com and LoveWideOpen.com. Let's go hold some heart space together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 95, Showing Up for Yourself, Taking Personal Responsibility. You know, I know you've all seen this quote that's out there that you are 100% responsible for your own life. No one's coming to save you. Well, that's it. That's the newsflash. You are 100% responsible for your own life. That's right. You are responsible for it. You know, the universe gave you this life to do what you want with it and make it what you desire. So take responsibility for your life and show up for yourself. When you take responsibility for your life, you start to and ultimately do achieve your dreams. I think this is a perfect time to be talking about this as we start off a brand new year. So what happens when we don't take responsibility for our life? What does that look like? Well, we blame outside circumstances or people for our failures. We make excuses for ourselves. But you know what? You have a choice. This can be a miserable life, or you can make yourself a life filled with abundance and joy and ultimately achieve your highest aspirations and dreams. So how do you do it? Well, let's get real and get to it. Honestly, one of the biggest things, no more excuses. No more excuses. Excuses easily fuel dysfunctional thinking. And with every excuse you make about your choices in life, your failures, or your lack of accomplishments, you set yourself up for continued undesirable behaviors and actions. People who make continual excuses instead of taking responsibility are the people who continue to fail in both their personal and professional lives. When we make excuses, we reinforce the negative voice or voices in our head. It will run an endless recording of unsatisfactory outcomes and dissatisfaction over and over again. It becomes nauseating and toxic. So every time you hear yourself starting to make an excuse or starting to blame your outcome on someone or something else, stop yourself. Reroute your thoughts and remind yourself, no more excuses. Now, what you think matters. The things we think about matter. What works to combat those negative thoughts is positive thinking and goal setting. Positive thinking fuels positive habits. Nothing is holding you back from your dreams but you. Not your mom, not your family, not your stupid boss, no one but you. Do you want a better job? Then act like you have one. Do the research, hustle for the knowledge, make new acquaintances in the field, start acting like you truly want it and already have it. Be amazed at the things that can happen in your life if you actually truly visualize and believe that you have it. Want to have an amazing relationship? Then act like an amazing partner. Stop with the control. You can't have what you don't possess inside of you. So you've got to love yourself through and through. You've got to love your mistakes. You've got to love your wins. You've got to love yourself because without being able to love yourself, you really, truly can't love someone else and having an amazing relationship. Every single day matters. Live each moment as if it matters, because it certainly does. The choices you make create the life you are living and will live in the future. Your thoughts matter. We are what we think we are. If you think you're a pathetic loser, well, guess what? If you think you're highly successful and can accomplish your goals, then guess what? Your thoughts either support you and your endeavors, or they sabotage you with negativity and toxic thinking. If your thought patterns tend to be unsupportive or negative towards your success and happiness, then you need to make a mental shift. Also, be gentle with yourself in the process. Don't beat yourself up, but course correct towards more powerful, positive thoughts. It's almost comical how much time we can obsess over past events. We ruminate and ruminate and ruminate and ruminate. Let them go. They don't serve you any longer. So you are 100% responsible for your life. Yes, bad things can happen, but it's after that that we get to choose how we move forward. So get out there and set some amazing goals for yourself. Be the amazing person you are capable of being. Your positivity and unshakable determination will get you there. I'd love to know how you're taking responsibility for your life this year. Reach out to me. You can get me through HeidiDallaire.com on the contact sheet. Reach out through a direct message. But how are you choosing to take responsibility for yourself that perhaps you haven't done in the past? And how do I know a mindset shift can make all the difference in the world, can move you towards your wildest dreams? Because I've been there. You know, years and years ago, I would be someone who potentially blamed other people for my circumstances, blaming outside circumstances for what was going on with my life. But then I made some subtle shifts. I started to meditate. I learned mindfulness. I did positive mindset challenges. You know, I read a lot of books. I got a coach, you know, and all of these things have led me to where I am now, that now I teach these things. I teach people how to love themselves again. I teach people how to find confidence in themselves, how to achieve the life that they want. It's some really amazing stuff. So again, how are you going to show up for yourself this year? Let me know. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Heal Your Story. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find me, my coaching services, my book, or book a Heal Your Story strategy session at HeidiDallaire.com. For other self-development articles, go to LoveWideOpen.com. And you can also follow me at HeidiDallaire or LoveWideOpen on all social media channels. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.